Hey, what's going on? Hope you are good as always and your week has gone well so far. Welcome to this episode where this week we're going to dive into an NFT project that's done amazingly well over the last couple of months and feels very different and like the next phase of this whole NFT movement, really. It also crosses over into the metaverse as a whole and into the physical world as well. Now, as always, if you need a bit more explanation of exactly what an NFT is, what the metaverse is, jump back to episode 2. It's only about 10 minutes long, but it will bring you up to scratch on these ideas, so this episode will fully make sense. And of course, nothing in this podcast is financial advice. Always do your own research. All right, so with that said, this episode is about the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Now, that will either be four random words that don't mean very much, or you'll have heard a fair bit about this project. Either way, I'll make sure you get some good value from this episode in the next 15 minutes or so as we dive in. So up until this point, we've had a whole load of different NFT projects, right? The space is very new, it's been exploding and growing, and there's all sorts of different types of kind of NFT projects. Now, there's been a mix of headline-grabbing digital art, so like Beeple's Everydays selling for $69 million being the classic example, which is amazing and very cool. And then there's been a whole wave of collectible projects as well. So the most successful and well-known being NBA Top Shot, of course, collectible video moments, which have done hundreds of millions of dollars of sales as well. And it's a slightly different kind of model. Then there's been some which have begun to unlock value in the real world as well. So arguably Gary V's V Friends, which we've mentioned before, where owners of his NFT artwork automatically got tickets to his conference, which is coming up. Then there's also been a metaverse wearable projects as well, like Atari releasing their Decentraland virtual sneakers. So all different types of project, but under the NFT umbrella, and that's what makes them special and gives them value. Now, Bored Ape Yacht Club is a slightly different model, I think, that combines sort of all of the best features of everything we've seen so far and could be an amazing sort of blueprint for brands entering the metaverse and this whole space. So what is it? What is Bored Ape Yacht Club? Well, this is taken from their website, so this is what they say. A limited NFT collection where the token itself doubles as your membership to a swamp club for apes. Each Bored Ape is unique and programmatically generated from over 170 possible traits, including expression, headwear, clothing, and more. All apes are dope, but some are rarer than others. So what the hell does that all mean? Well, essentially, at first glance, if you Google Bored Ape Yacht Club, an ape is a static image, right? It's a cartoon ape, all of which are unique and of different rarity. And the art itself is really cool. It's fun. It looks awesome. They have, you know, a lot of personality, which might be a strange thing to say about a static image. But when you Google them, you'll see that, you know, they have different outfits and they're doing different things. And people are having a lot of fun showing and sharing them online, which in itself is a cool thing, but not, you know, distinctly different from stuff we've seen so far. And actually, when it launched, it was quite a slow burn initially, and then, you know, the crypto space picked it up, and now it's attracted a lot of celebs, athletes, even some big NBA stars who all kind of snapped up an ape, alongside lots of big crypto names in the space. But the more interesting part of all of this is that owning one of these apes, as I mentioned, acts essentially as your membership to an exclusive club. Now, that's always been a thing that humans love, right? Think of Soho House or British Airways Gold Tier members or whatever it is. That's always something that people, you know, like to be a part of. But in this case, it's not so much a money buys entry type of thing. Every ape was actually initially priced at 0.08 ETH, which is roughly $150 to sort of $200, depending on the price. The rarest one, by the way, just sold on the secondary market for about $169,000. Not a bad return on investment, but it's all got quite crazy since that. But the key thing here is that this club is more about building a long-term community than anything else. So what does being part of that sort of membership club mean? Well, they call it the swamp. So you can go online, and if you own an ape, you can have access to the swamp. And there's lots of stuff that's happened, and they actually, the creators, have written a pretty detailed roadmap of what benefits might lay ahead. And the stuff that's happened already, they've, you know, they've stuck to their word, which is always a good sign of a good project. So right now, if you have an ape, you can visit what's called the bathroom, which is like a community board where you can graffiti in pixels on a massive art board, it's kind of cool. People are teaming up to create stuff on there. But, you know, that in itself isn't particularly mind-blowing, but it will develop into something more, I'm sure. But the other benefits are really cool. So they've included, so far, access to a physical merch drop, which has already happened, sold out in 6 minutes. So Bored Ape Yacht Club, you know, hoodies and stuff like that, which, okay, is kind of cool. The next thing that happened was very cool. If you owned an ape, you were entitled to mint a companion dog for your ape, which is a whole new set of NFTs. So it's called the Bored Ape Kennel Club, and it was essentially a free airdrop to everyone who had an ape. These dogs are cool, they're unique, they have different rarities, the art is fun again, and the floor on these dogs is now about 0.68 ETH, so roughly $1,500, which you got for free if you owned one. So instantly, the creators in this community have added value if you're part of it, which is very cool. Also, on top of that, the project donated 2.5% of secondary sales to No Kill Dog Shelters, which I loved. I thought that was awesome, and just, you know, some good in this project as well. Other benefits they've mentioned on this roadmap include a treasure hunt, which we'll have to see what that turns into, a future liquidity pool, ape breeding, which is really interesting. We did a whole episode on Zedrun, which is all about crypto horses that you can own that have their own digital genetic DNA, and you can breed new NFT horses with that, which is amazing. So, you know, that will add more value, no doubt. And then they say more ways to ape with your friends, so there'll be other stuff coming as well. On top of that, and a key point that we'll talk about, they also give full commercial rights to the owner of the ape. So we'll talk about why that is really interesting in a second. Now, on the surface, sort of these things that we've mentioned, they seem quite kind of trivial, right? Not massively revolutionary. But I think the difference with this project is that the creators of it have built a real active community with, you know, a long-term plan that adds value and puts the community first as well. So we talked about the full commercial rights of your ape, which is an awesome idea, right? And it's already led to loads of cool spin-off projects fronted by people's apes, where the owners own the rights. So somebody has already started a coffee brand around their ape. There's also been a beer brand. There's a separate NFT project, which in itself is really cool. It's a comic called Punks, and they recently, in I think it's the second edition, had a community vote where they have chosen 8 apes to feature in the edition. So that's going to be, you know, probably a whole story and loads of cool artwork about those 8 apes that exist and people own. So all these things are happening, and this project is turning itself into a massive brand, which is quite exclusive but very cool, but with the community at the heart of it. So when the whole brand wins, so does everyone else who's part of it, which is an amazing model. It's a genius, I think, really, and no one else has done it quite in the same way. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Bored Ape Yacht Club turns into a massive streetwear brand, for example, alongside everything else, as an exclusive members club around the globe in the metaverse, so digitally, you know, in the worlds that we've talked about before, but potentially also in the physical world as well. You know, it might be your membership pass to a physical membership club, or, you know, certain parties or events or whatever it is. And then all those mini projects that are starting to spin off as well are in themselves cool, but also an amazing way of marketing the brand and increasing its value globally, right? So you might, if you're part of the community, go to the Bored Ape Yacht Club coffee brand or shop or buy online, which is fronted by one of the apes, and that person who owns it is benefiting from that project and the success of the whole thing. So all of that, I think, really separates it from other NFT projects with no real utility, right? Now, you know, one-off art piece doesn't necessarily need utility. It's kind of a cool bonus, but, you know, Beeple's art, of course, stands on its own 2 feet and is amazing in itself. But utility and community around a project keeps it developing and growing in the long term, which I think is a problem for a lot of projects that we've seen that, you know, either were clearly launched as a cash grab, obviously they were going to fail on their own, but there's been some other cool projects that haven't taken off in the same way, maybe because there was sort of no long-term plan with them and no active community behind them. And with Bored Ape Yacht Club, they've even got a community grant as well, so people building projects with their apes, like the coffee brand or whatever, can apply to get funding from the community, which I think is so smart. It just lifts everyone up at the same time, right? So it's very cool. And those projects from individuals but also the NFT community are coming thick and fast as well. So the Sandbox game, which you know, is part of the metaverse, a virtual world that has been there since day dot really and is really well respected, they recently announced that they are building a members only experience within their world, and they'll be giving owners their own ape avatar to use in the world. So suddenly it's starting to develop into something way bigger than just static art. Decentraland also airdropped merch to holders of apes as well, so kind of digital wearables. So there's support on every level, both from the community, but also from individuals, and just the brand as a whole. It's really got so many sort of strings to its bow. So yeah, I think it's a really cool project. Looking back, you can see, you know, why it's done well. It's got so much support. It's so early still as well. So, you know, we'll see loads more of these projects happening. And it's a really interesting one to follow. So early, early days for it. But BoardApeYachtClub.com, you can go and have a little explore and see what is happening there. And yeah, really interesting one to keep a close eye on. Maybe you want to get involved. Maybe you want to get involved in Bored Ape Kennel Club as well. Do your own research on all that stuff, of course, but definitely one to keep an eye on and, yeah, see what happens with it. So I thought it was really interesting. I hope you enjoyed that deep dive. As always, you can reach out at metaversepod@gmail.com. I also now have a free newsletter as well with even more updates. So projects as they come out, I can get information to you a little bit quicker. There's a link in the show notes, but it's at metaverseluke.substack.com. Would love to see you over there as well. Thank you very much for listening. And as always, have a great week and see you for the next one.